It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Hello and welcome to Dawn. For me, today is the last day of the week. And to close out for the week, I want to ask you a very important question. And it's this: why sit we here until we die? For me, this is a profound question. It was asked by four lepers. They were in a dire, desperate situation, but instead of settling for starvation, this is important. You'll find that story in 2 Kings chapter 7. Instead of settling for starvation, they made a move that changed their story. This message today is simple, but it is very urgent. Two words: don't settle. Again, if we're in church, I'll say, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, don't settle. Our main story is taken from Numbers 27 from verse 1 to 7. I want to read it to you. Numbers 27 from verse 1 to 7. It says, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, phenomenal ladies, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these were the names of his daughters: Mahan, Noha, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle of meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord. Meaning, our father was a good man, all right? He was not in company with Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. That was the problem. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession. This was their demand. The law was clear. Only sons could get an inheritance. And if the man had no sons, the inheritance will go to his brothers. But this was the law was already set. But they went up and they said, give us a possession among our father's brothers. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. I love Moses. Moses did not say, well, this is what the law says. There's nothing I can do about it. Do you know that it was an angel that gave me this? What are you saying? No, Moses, like the true good leader that he was, said, let me review the case. Let me see if there's some merit in what you were saying. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. The law was set. The die was cast. The results were in. And the lady said, so what? They refused to settle. Let me read it as I wrote it here. The daughters of Zelophehad had reasons to settle. According to the law at the time, inheritance passed only through sons. Their father had no son, and by cultural standards, they should have been silent and they should have been sidelined. And that's the thing. They were being sidelined, but they spoke up. I need to pause and talk about this issue of being sidelined. When they decided to speak up, people would have said, are you the only one affected by this? Are you the only one that is being sidelined? Those of us that are older than you, that are being sidelined, that did nothing, you think we are stupid. Will you just settle for what is? Do you understand that greater people than you in this, our community, have not spoken up? Who are you people to speak up? Who are you people? You are even ladies again. At least go and get your father's brothers to advocate for you. You people are going, so you are actually going to, the amount of vitriol, the amount of aggros that would have been thrown at them, you can only imagine. But guess what? They spoke up. I taught you this week, you need to learn to speak up, to go up. They spoke up. They went before Moses, they went before the leaders, and they made their case. God himself affirmed, well, we understand now that it was an angel, but they were standing as proxy for God, affirmed their boldness, changed the law, and gave them their portion. So somebody here is going to get laws changed, internal laws, national laws, departmental laws, laws in schools, personal laws, because individuals have personal laws. Somebody is going to have laws changed to their advantage in the name of Jesus. Note here, if it's a law of man, and it's in the word of God, but not yet manifest in your life, I say to you, please don't settle. Fight for it. Sometimes the provision exists, the permission exists, but the possession hasn't happened yet. Don't settle. Don't edit your expectation. Speak up. Push for what is yours. If the laws of men have it recorded that this thing should be yours, and it's also recorded in the word of God, but your life is not yet experiencing it, do not give up. Press for it. Lift your voice. Look, do it appropriately, but stand for what is yours. You know, people make this statement, and it is the statement of the week. They make statements like, if God wants me to have it, I will have it. My dear, what are you on about? What are you on about? Do you think the devil wanted Jesus to resurrect from the dead? God wanted Jesus to resurrect. The devil did not want Jesus to resurrect. The devil tried to stop Jesus from resurrecting. And Jesus had to defeat. When the Bible says he defeated the enemy in their own territory, yeah, and he disgraced them, made an open show of them. The Bible is telling us there that even though God wanted it, Jesus had to fight. Jesus had to disgrace them. Jesus had to defeat the enemy. The same thing with you. The fact that God wants you to have it does not mean you will have it if you don't stand for what is yours. Let me give you another scenario. If it's not even in the laws of men, but you can find it in the word of God, I say to you also, do not settle. Fight for it. Healing might not be recognized by medical laws. Maybe medical law is saying that you will remain with this condition for the rest of your life. Maybe medical law cannot guarantee that this process that you're about to go through will give you the returns that you hope that it will give you. But if yes, so the laws of men does not support the outcome you seek, but can you find it in the word of God? Maybe the law in that business, it does not support your promotion at this time, but you know you are qualified. There are certain parameters that you have met. See, even if it's not in the laws of men, it's not even in the laws of the nation, but you can find it in the word of God. You can find it appropriately in the word of God. Child of God, fight for it. Fight for it. Remember in Luke chapter 18, was it from verse 1 to 8? The Bible spoke about a woman who went to meet a wicked judge, and the judge was unflinching. Refused to listen to this man. Do you know what she did? She kept on going for him. She kept on going at him. The judge eventually said, I do not fear God, I do not fear men, but you have won. I'm just tired of your wahala. I'm tired of your trouble. Bring your case. And he addressed her case. And the Bible says, if man who is evil will do this, how much more your God who is not evil? How much more your God that wants it done for you? You just need to do what he's asking you to do. Don't settle. Even if the laws are against you, but you can find it in the word of God. God's word trumps and thumps all other laws. Insist. Fight for what is yours. In the case of the daughters of Zelophehad, the laws were against them. The laws of their nation were against them. But they stood their ground. They stood for what they wanted. They refused to settle. I don't know how else to say it. God is saying to somebody right now, do not settle. That condition of your parent, don't settle. That condition in your own body, don't settle. That condition of your finances, don't settle. Don't begin to edit your expectation. Do not settle. I'll give you a third one. If it's in the word of God, but no one in your family or your family circle has ever achieved it before, I say to you, do not settle. Just because, listen to this, just because it's never been seen before doesn't mean it is impossible. Did you hear me? Hebrews 11 is filled with people who did certain things for the first time. People in Hebrews 11 is what we call the hall of, not of fame, the hall of faith. It is God's faith gallery to inspire your faith and mine. And when you read it, people did things for the very first time. Women had their children raised from the dead for the very first time. We see people who were breaking barriers Why? Because they refuse to settle. Yes, nobody in my circle has done it. Yes, nobody in my family has completed their degree. Nobody in my family has moved out of this township. Nobody in my family has ever lived in a place like this or bought a house like this or achieved like this or ever lived a godly life or ever married and stayed married. Nobody agreed, I will be the first. God is looking for barrier breakers, for line crossers, for people that will be the first in their line, for people that will set a new goal, that will set a new target, that will open the door so that other people can pass through. I was with my father, my biological father, a few weeks ago, and he was talking to me. He just celebrated his 80th birthday. God bless him. And he was sharing with me how his older sister died before she hit a certain age. His older brother had died before he hit a certain age. His father had died before he also hit a similar age, but that he has crossed those ages by far. He has crossed the ages that killed them by far. And I said to him, you have set the target and you have created a new line for us to follow. You have set a new path for us to follow. You will be a line crosser. You will be the individual that will set new targets, that will be the barrier breakers. Yes, nobody has done it before. You will be the first. Somebody say amen. Amen. Matthew 11 verse 12 says, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. This isn't about physical aggression. It is about violent convictions. I told you that beginning of the week. It's about violent convictions. A violent conviction is an unshakable, immovable determination rooted in God's word. It's what makes you say, if God said it, that settles it, and I must have it, and I will have it, and I will settle for nothing less than this. Child of God, do not settle. Do not settle. I taught you a few days ago, I said, you need to learn to speak up, to go up. The daughters of Zelophehad, those daughters, they refused to be quiet. They refused to be silent. Their elevation began when they chose not to settle and they began to speak. I'll say it again. You need to speak up to go up. If you missed it, a lot of people have already watched it. You need to go back. It's on this platform. Go and watch it. It's titled Speak Up to Go Up. It shouldn't be far from this one because I taught it this week. You need, like the daughters, lesson one, you need to speak up to go up. You need to speak up to the humans that are around you that need to hear this. You need to speak into the universe and plant God's word into the universe, demanding that it will yield of its increase to you. If you speak up, you will go up. Number two, they determined in their heart that only good things will happen. Child of God, I taught you also, if you miss only good things, that was a profound one. You need to go watch it. The daughters expected good when they had every reason to expect loss. The only reason why they went, they determined that what if it goes right? They had the thought. People would have said, how? Who has changed the law? Prior to the daughters doing this, there was no law that had been written that anybody had altered. Nobody had done it. Oh, but they did. But they did. You will be the first to do it in your family, in the name of Jesus. And it's only good things. They determined, I am not moving until I see it. They had every reason to expect loss, but they locked them. It will be good. The outcome, I say to you, it will be good. Go and knock on the door. Go and try again. Declare again. Attempt again. Apply again. Do not give in or give up. That thing you're sensing in your heart and you're afraid and you're saying, what if they turn me back? What if they say yes? What if they say yes? I taught you, was it this week or last week? Don't say I'm going to try. That is the vocabulary of the week. There is nothing like I'm going to try. We don't say such things in the kingdom. God never says I will try. The daughters of Zelophehad did not say we will try. No, they said we will go to Moses. We don't try in this kingdom. We do or we don't do. And I'm telling you what you should not do in this kingdom. Do not settle. Do not settle. Don't say, Pastor Tim, I hear you, I will try. No, no trying. You are not settling. you are rising and you are pushing for what is yours. It is yours. Remember, your mindset changes the texture of the fight. Let your mind be locked on this truth. Only good happens. I want you to pray with me. And the way we're going to pray this is going to be simple, right? I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Do I want this? Okay. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Let me take this off. And the idea will be, it will be a confession. We will declare the confession. Then we will speak in tongues for a few seconds. Then we'll go to the next one. As you are speaking in tongues, keep the confession in your consciousness. That's how we do it. Do you understand? That's how we do it. Keep the confession in your consciousness. I will give you the confession. I will say it. You will repeat after me. And then I will pray in tongues for a few moments. Then we will go to the next one. I think it's self-explanatory. Let us go. Or rather, I think I've explained it. Let us go. I'm assuming we're ready. Let's do this. Number one, repeat after me. Father, I thank you that in Christ I have access to every promise in your word. Nothing missing, nothing broken in my inheritance. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you. I have access to every promise in your word. Libro huska de gereba. I thank you, O God, for we start from a place of victory. We have access. It's all ours. It's ours. It's ours already. Kalibra alagadu funda baladadia. Father, I thank you. We have access to every promise in your word. Nothing missing, nothing broken in our inheritance. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Number two, repeat after me. I declare that I refuse to settle for anything less than your full provision, health, peace, and victory in every area of my life. Pray in the language of speech. Kalabra aloso paga degedia. I refuse to settle. Ekabale brokoskote faligedo. Rikabate kadoko pagadea. I will have nothing less than your full provision, your health, your peace, the entire conduit or rather compendium of victory that you have put together for my life, my destiny, my family, my ministry, my business. I will have nothing less. Nothing less. I have nothing less. I speak this over your people. I speak it over my dumb partners. Nothing less. Nothing less. In Jesus' name, repeat after me. My mouth is always and only faith My mouth is always and only filled with faith-filled words. My mouth is always and only filled with faith-filled words. I speak up when necessary. I declare when appropriate. And I claim what is mine in Christ without fear or hesitation. Let's pray. Laka bahas koto koriba. Maso to koriba gadege dege deboska. Rika kata kata yaba. My mouth is filled with only faith-filled words. My mouth is filled with only faith-filled words. I declare what is appropriate. I say what I speak at the right time. And I declare what is appropriate. I claim all that you have made available to me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we continue. Repeat after me. I operate with unshakable, immovable convictions. Come on, that make me relentless in taking hold of what you've promised. Let's pray. Ayaso kubada, unshakable, immovable, relentless, relentless. I am relentless in taking hold of what you've promised. I do not settle for anything less. I operate with unshakable, immovable convictions. We are relentless. We are relentless. We settle for nothing less in the name of Jesus. By the finished work of Christ, I affirm that every limitation in my family line and cultural background has ceased permanently. They cannot speak their destruction into my space, for he became a curse for me. Let's go. By the finished work of Christ, I affirm that every limitation my family and cultural background has ceased permanently. They cannot speak their destruction into my space, For he became, Jesus became a curse for Makusika, Librokosotaga. It is so in Jesus' name. Every area where I have been waiting for too long, I call for divine acceleration now in line with God's perfect plan in the name of Jesus. Let's go. No more delays. No more delays. Come on, don't settle. Don't think about but. No buts. Stand your ground. No more delays. Rikabado pro osoto obadada. No more delays. Everywhere where we have experienced delays, we declare divine acceleration now in the name of Jesus. It is so in Jesus' name. Now declare, like the lepers, I refuse to sit still. I refuse to accept anything less than what Jesus has made available to me. I step forward in faith to seize my God-given opportunities. Let's go. Like the lepers, I refuse to sit still. I refuse to settle for anything less. I step forward in faith. I seize my God-given opportunities. I seize my God-given opportunities. I seize my God-given opportunities in Jesus' name. Amen. I receive the manifestation of promises. Come on. I receive the manifestation of promises. No one in my circle has ever walked in before. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Ooh, somebody needs to say it again. Let's say it again. I receive the manifestation of promises that no one in my circle has ever walked in before. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Let's go. I receive the manifestation of promises no one in my circle has walked in before. In the name of Jesus. For with God, nothing shall... I receive the manifestation of promises that no one in my circle has received before. I am a pace setter. I am a pace setter. I am a line crosser. I set new standards. I set new targets. Glorious targets. I open the door for new glorious things to happen in my lineage, in my line, in my generation, in my circles. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Almost there. I hold fast my confession without wavering, knowing that he who promised is faithful. It's on your screen. Let's go. I am consistent. I am consistent in what I say, and I have what I say. I hold fast my confession without wavering. I am immovable. I am unshakable. My convictions are rooted, immovable, unshakable. I know that I lay hold of that which he has promised unto me in the name of Jesus. We lay hold of all of it. We lay hold of all of it because we know that he who promised us is faithful. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. Finally, repeat this. My life is a magnet for God's goodness. Come on, let's say that again. My life is a magnet for God's goodness. Only good things happen to me, and I create good through my words and actions. Let's say it again. My life is a magnet for God's goodness. Only good things happen to me, and I create good through my words and actions. Hallelujah. Let's go. Rikabadoko pateka legera. Only good things. Only good things. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Only good things be thou exalted. Only good things be thou exalted, O God. Only good things be thou exalted, O God, in the name of Jesus. It is so. Children of God, as you have declared, you see now. I want to encourage you, share your testimony. You need to share. Share your testimony, because as the Lord gave me this, he said, tell them, don't settle, and they will see manifestations. Look, just your praying with me, your doors are open. Things have shifted, and they are shifting. It is so in Jesus' name. Make sure you share this, particularly with your family, all right? My father said this to me, which is so true. He said, if you are the only one rising in your family, you are not doing well. You are not doing well. We are all to rise together, all right? It doesn't have to be your family. It can be your circle, but share it. Share this. Let us win together. That is what the Bible teaches. Amen.